The prophet Micah asks and tells the story of the coming of the Messiah, when God is really going to restore things. He's going to send a Savior who's going to really feed his people in a way more than just with physical food, but spiritual food, to a point that they shall dwell secure. Are you dwelling secure in your life right now? You know, we have all kinds of security. You know, we've got social security, and we've got national security, and we've got homeland security. We strive for some sense of financial security. But you see, Jesus as the Messiah came into the world to offer us spiritual security, to offer us eternal security. Are you dwelling securely in your life right now? Or is it a little shaky? But you see, if we turn to Jesus and seek spiritual security, eternal security, and whatever other kind of security we need, we'll be safe in spite of things like that happening. See, I feel secure that Barry's going to take care of it. And when Barry's not here, I think the choir can say this, we're not quite as secure, because we know we can count on Barry. Just like he went out and got batteries, we always count on Jesus. God wants us to dwell securely. And if national security is shaky and homeland security leaves you, like it does me, not real secure, and we don't know whether Social Security is going to be around forever or our own financial planning and security is going to be there, Jesus will always be there. And what's good about it, in Christ Jesus, the security offers us, we're going to have it for eternity. Now, if I could find a financial plan that promised that, I'd really be happy. But there's none out there that can assure that. Only Jesus. God in Christ Jesus can help us dwell secure. We've been studying the book of Matthew, and recently we were looking at the disciples of John the Baptist coming to Jesus, asking if he was the one that John and they expected. See, Matthew doesn't tell us about Jesus meeting John the Baptist earlier. That's from other Gospels. He saves it to the 11th chapter to introduce it. And by this time, John's in prison. John knows his life is short. So he sends his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? He had to know the answer to that because it was his purpose to prepare the way of the Lord. It was his purpose that we hear from Isaiah to prepare that way so that people were able to accept the Christ, the Messiah, when he came. And if he was going to face death, he wanted to know that he had fulfilled his purpose in life. You might say he wanted to dwell securely with that knowledge. Jesus told him, his disciples, go back and tell him what you've seen, what you've heard. That was his only answer. He didn't give him a direct yes. But I'm doing the things of the Messiah. I'm doing the things that Christ is to do. Go tell John the good news. And then he speaks these words. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. And men of violence take it by force. We all know the story. That little babe born in Bethlehem. But no sooner was he born than Herod got a little insecure and sent out troops to kill all of the children 2 years of age and under, that his security as a king might be held on to. And we know that an angel appeared to Joseph and told him to arise and take the baby and go into Egypt and dwell there until I speak to you again. And our Lord was saved. But isn't it just like us as human beings to be like Herod? All you have to do is look at the history of the world, and sadly, even Christian history, that we try to hold on to the kingdom of heaven with worldly force, with worldly power, with military power. How many wars have been launched in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? How many lives have been surrendered in the name of Jesus Christ in war? How many have been slaughtered in the name of Jesus Christ? But Jesus didn't come for that kind of victory. That'll happen one day, we're told in the book of Revelations. One day, that kind of war will be fought once and for all on planet Earth. But not yet. But see, we're so quick to take it up as a solution. We use our own solutions, our own power, our own ways of force to try to bring in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said, from the time of John the Baptist till now, people have tried to take the kingdom of heaven by violence, by men of violence. See, Jesus taught a new way, a better way. He came to teach us about a kingdom that changed the world from the inside out. Like my friend says, give us bigger hearts. At his birth, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, after they told them to go to Bethlehem and seek out this one who was going to be the Savior, the Anointed One, before they left, the skies lit up, and the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom He is well pleased." Peace doesn't come through human power. Certainly doesn't come through war and violence. Peace comes into our lives. Security comes into our lives when we surrender to our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. We surrender our hearts and we please Abba Father. That way, even in the midst of war, violence, terrorism, personal insecurities, financial insecurity, we can dwell secure. We can have a peace that surpasses understanding. Our last candle in the Advent wreath, the candle of peace, the candles on the perimeter, the prophecies that there will be peace. We're called to fight a war. A war that demands of us a citizenship beyond our country. I love America. I thank God that I was born here and was raised here and have been blessed so much by this great country. But my heart belongs to another kingdom. A kingdom that is greater than that and will exist for eternity. And that kingdom requires me to go into a special kind of warfare. It calls on us to be prepared for the war that exists between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this earth. Paul tells us this so clearly in Ephesians the 6th chapter, beginning in the 10th verse. He says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, the insecure day. And having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace." See, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, will bring us peace and security. "Besides all of these, taking the shield of faith, which you can quench all of the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation to protect your mind, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication." If we want to dwell securely in our lives, no matter what the circumstances, we must fight a spiritual battle with the tools that God has given us. That's where we find real security. That's where we overcome our own insecurities. Dwelling in Christ Jesus. He offers that to you and to me. That's the real meaning of peace. That was the goal of shalom in the Old Testament. To live in a society that was under the lordship of God. So people could dwell securely. Jesus promises us now a kingdom. A kingdom right now of the heart. There we can always dwell securely. For He came that we might have eternal security. Are you dwelling securely in your hearts by faith? May the peace of God be with you. Amen.